From Radio Deutsche Welle, it's Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. I'm Diane Erickson. Today we begin with the overture to Richard Heuberger's operetta Der Opernball, or Opera Ball. At the time he wrote it, Heuberger was almost 50 years old and a well-established Viennese music critic, a conductor, composer, and authority on serious music. A big distinction was made in those days between serious music and works of the lighter muse. So when it was announced that Heuberger had come up with an operetta, there was a flurry of excitement and surprise. A risky venture for someone in Heuberger's position, but he carried it off with style. overture to the opera ball by Richard Heuberger, performed by the Czech Philharmonic, conducted by Václav Neumann. Let's move now from first-class operetta to first-class pop music. The piece we're going to hear topped the charts in 1989, but was actually composed 300 years earlier. The name of the composer? None other than Antonio Vivaldi, who stands out not only for the quality of his compositions, but also for the sheer quantity of them. Towards the end of his life, Vivaldi's popularity dwindled, and it wasn't until the beginning of this century that a Vivaldi Renaissance restored him to his rightful place among the great classical composers. It was a spirited young violin virtuoso by the name of Nigel Kennedy who sent Vivaldi's music into the pop charts. Kennedy can play anything on the violin, from rock and pop to jazz and classical. Now here he is with the first movement from the Spring Concerto of Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Movement of the Spring Concerto from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, with Nigel Kennedy and the English Chamber Orchestra. 150 years ago, Vienna was ruled by a powerful chancellor called Metternich. The political climate was such that men avoided gathering in groups for fear of being accused of conspiracy. So it was not just the best time to found an all-male choir. The choristers managed to continue with their singing, however, and after the revolution in 1848, Metternich fell from power and the climate improved. They called themselves the Wiener Männergesangverein, Vienna Men's Chorus. It gradually grew in numbers and went from strength to strength thanks to an extensive repertoire and gifted conductors such as Richard Heuberger, from whom we heard a piece at the beginning of the program, and Johann Herbeck, The latter was responsible for launching many a composition by Johann Strauss, the son. It was to Strauss that Johann Herbeck dedicated the score of a waltz he'd penned for the chorus titled Wein, Weib und Gesang. When the Wiener Männergesangverein celebrated its 25th anniversary, Johann Strauss, the son, Richard Wagner, Franz Liszt, and other famous musicians of the day became honorary members. Strauss, for his part, contributed a polka to the festivities, which he called Sängerlust, performed now by, who else? The Vienna Men's Chorus. They're accompanied by the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra under Johannes Wildner. Sängerlust by Johann Strauss the son. And now, after the drama of that wonderful chorus, let's listen to a beautiful, tender serenade by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, composed for the swashbuckling hero of his opera Don Giovanni. It's with these tones that the protagonist hopes to seduce an innocent young chambermaid. A perfect moment in a great opera. Don Giovanni premiered in Prague. One newspaper proclaimed it an opera the likes of which has never before been performed. The critic goes on to say how Mozart received 3 standing ovations. In Vienna, however, the critics were less effusive. The newspaper report stated, "Don Giovanni by Herr da Ponte performed for the first time. Music by Herr Mozart." And that was it. No further comment. Mozart's operas now provide showpiece roles for world-class singers. Here's the famous baritone Thomas Allen with Don Giovanni's serenade De Vieni alla Finestra. Famous melody from Mozart's opera Don Giovanni was sung by Thomas Allen, accompanied by the London Philharmonic Orchestra under conductor Bernhard Haitink. Now in old Vienna, you knew you'd really made it if you were appointed musical director of the Austrian court balls. The last person to hold this coveted title was Karl Michael Zierer, but unfortunately he didn't benefit greatly from it. In 1918, the Habsburg rule ended, and Zierer was out of a job. He died in both poverty and obscurity. 75 years after his death, it's high time to get to know this composer better. Zierer wrote 20 operettas and hundreds of dance melodies, but the melody he's probably best remembered for is this one, Faschingskinder, or Carnival Children. It was written for a carnival ball, but in addition to the carnival excitement, it has all the charm of old Vienna. Faschingskinder, Carnival Children by Karl Michael Zierer, performs by the Vienna Folk Opera Orchestra under the baton of Franz Bauer Teusel. And there we must leave you once again. I'm Diane Erickson, hoping you enjoyed today's selections and that you'll join us again next time. Melody Time was compiled by Barbara Anders and produced by Rick Fulker. The studio engineer was Gerold Moisbacher. This has been a presentation of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.